And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here in Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas' biggest resorts right as crowds arrived for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Ho, 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 ho. Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
Military spokesman Peter Lerner said Israel is focusing on the hospitals because that's where Hamas is.
As the world watches the Middle East, Russia's war on Ukraine continues, and today Ukraine's capital of Kyiv was hit with missiles for the first time since September. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier as the nation honors those who've served in the military. Next week, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco. And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here in Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas' biggest resorts right as crowds arrived for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
Military spokesman Peter Lerner said Israel is focusing on the hospitals because that's where Hamas is.
As the world watches the Middle East, Russia's war on Ukraine continues, and today Ukraine's capital of Kyiv was hit with missiles for the first time since September. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. The nation honors those who've served in the military. Next week, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco. And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here with Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas' biggest resorts right as crowds arrived for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
Military spokesman Peter Lerner said Israel is focusing on the hospitals because that's where Hamas is.
As the world watches the Middle East, Russia's war on Ukraine continues, and today Ukraine's capital of Kyiv was hit with missiles for the first time since September. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. The nation honors those who've served in the military. Next week, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco. And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here, Wynn Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas' biggest resorts right as crowds arrived for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in childcare, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
Military spokesman Peter